It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy, of course, joins us on a Thursday morning. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and Journal of a Duck Midwife. And here's Dr. Werpin. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning to both of you. And I hope that you enjoy what I'm about to be talking, not only enjoy listening to what I'm going to be talking about, but perhaps do so while you're standing on one foot.
Okay, I am.
And I came across this article that I thought was really rather interesting and provocative in terms of how one's doctor, one general practitioner, can possibly diagnose some underlying conditions that might otherwise be unnoticed, go unnoticed. It was a study that was carried out in Brazil over a period of about 7 years with over 7,000 participants. And the idea of the study was really very simple. Apparently, and I think we've talked this in the past, as you age, you lose the ability to have the kind of balance that you might have had when you're a child or adolescent or young adult. And it's particularly noticeable as you leave your 60s, enter your 70s and your 80s, and certainly by the time you're in your 90s, you probably find balancing almost impossible for many people. And so these researchers wondered whether if you looked at a person's ability to balance as that person, went through your life, whether the inability to balance on one leg would tell you something about some underlying condition that might indeed relate to it. Not simply the fact that you're old and you can't balance, but maybe you have osteoporosis or you have muscle loss. You might be obese. Well, you wouldn't need to stand on one leg to be able to tell that, but that might have other metabolic consequences. Perhaps you have vertigo, you get dizzy, you have low blood pressure, you have high blood pressure. You may even have cognitive problems. And so what they wanted to do was to look at the ability of their participants in the study to stand on one leg for 10 seconds with their arms on their sides. They couldn't use them to help them balance, and looking straight ahead, which is a help in balancing. And all they had to do was put the raised foot, the front of the raised foot, on the back of the foot that was on the ground, on really about the calf level, and just stand there for about 10 seconds. And what they found, they saw whether people could pass or fail the test. And they followed these people for many years, and they found that as people, not surprisingly, got older, their ability to balance was considerably less. And so about people who were in their 70s, about half of them failed the test. But what it was interesting, when they looked at longevity, they found that there was a very close relationship between your ability to stand on one foot and whether you might not live as long as your age would have predicted that you would. So that people who failed the test had, especially as they approached the 70s, had a much higher they lived less long than people who were able to pass the test. Okay, so it sounds like sort of a nutty kind of experiment to do. On the other hand, it's something that if you're going to screen a large population for health problems, and you really don't even have time to initially do blood studies, or you do, but you want to get some answers really quickly, this seemed like such an easy way to see in a doctor's office, or done by maybe even a nurse's aide, to see whether there might be something that you really should look into in the blood studies that you're going to order, or the kind of personal history that you might be taking from your patient. And that was really the intent of this study. Should we tell doctors that when they see a patient, the patient comes into the examining room, just stand for 10 seconds on one foot, and let's see whether you can do it. Because if you, for example, find that your patient really can't do it, cannot even stand for a millisecond without putting his or her hand on a table or a chair, then you say, okay, this person really needs physical therapy, or is this person diabetic, or this person have blood pressure, this person have vertigo, or this person have cognitive problems. I mean, it is an immediate warning signal, and a very simple one, to carry out. And I'm just wondering whether both of you either of you tried this little test after you got the block.
I saw the article in the paper, and I and even though I have knee problems and everything like this, and I do use crutches, what I did is just for the heck of it, I got into a flat surface at my house and I was not standing near anything I could grab onto, and I put the crutches up against the wall.
Right.
And I stood there. I wavered a little bit, but I stood there for 10, 12 seconds.
That's wonderful.
But I don't know what would have happened if I didn't.
So I have a question. What if one leg is stronger than the other?
Okay, that is something that should be looked into also, Jill, because sometimes one leg is stronger than the other. When you favor the strong leg, you may actually be out of alignment, which could cause hip problems down the road or knee problems down the road. And again, it's something that could be worked on with a physical therapist. Should you use exercises to increase your muscle mass, or should you compensate in some way? So, again, anything that is not in alignment, is not correct, potentially could be solved with the right kind of exercise or the right kind of intervention. And the other thing is, people may have reasons they can't balance that could be corrected. For example, it may be inner ear problems.
Oh, yeah.
That should be looked into.
Do you remember, and this is eons ago, but if you went to a pediatrician years and years ago, you used to, it was more like a sobriety test.
Oh, right.
No, they did things. Stand on your left foot. Okay, good. Stand on your right foot.
That's exactly right.
Touch your nose. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm not, because that used to be a very key. I mean, again, before medicating everything became de rigueur, that used to be the thing. That's what you did. You saw where. And what was out of alignment, and you went to work.
That's right. I mean, the point is, the test isn't an end in itself. It's simply a clue to say, should we be looking further in this? Should we have some kind of intervention? And I would think that any doctor who deals with patients over the age of 50 or 60 should start doing this. I mean, even, again, something like osteoporosis could be picked up if you really have an inability to balance. Or it could be that you are so unfit that you can't stand by yourself, and these people obviously may be having problems, orthopedic or health or weight problems down the road, and are not obvious. But or it may be that you're taking medication that's causing a slight dizziness that you're unaware of. These are things we can self-diagnose in ourselves. But what was really amazing is that there really was this very strong statistical relationship between inability to balance on one leg and earlier death than you should have had. Based on your age and perhaps the health of your particular cohort or your country. You're not dying of starvation or disease or something. And it's curious that your doctors, well, probably in medical school, they're not taught this, of course, but that doctors have not adapted this. It takes less time doing than checking somebody's blood pressure.
Thank you. Pretty amazing, and thank you for discovering it.
Okay, talk to you then. Bye-bye.
I didn't even get a chance to say thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.